inoculating the masses from ignorance with a big dose of common sense. Here's Gruber.
A persistent thorn in our side is Russia. Isn't it great? We're past the elections. We can actually talk about real things again besides the elections and just the elections. Have like an election hangover, but thankfully we can get past that now a couple of days on. Big conversation just before the elections about the president saying that the Russians are violating the nuclear non-proliferation treaties and missile test treaties and all sorts of other things, and said we're going to get out of these deals. My next guest, Frank Fornuccio, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, welcome back.
Steve, it's great to be with you.
Hey, you know, and there's this commentary. Of course, the left is like, oh, my God, Donald Trump's going to get out of these treaties, and we're all going to die. Listen, they're not following the treaties anyway. That's the point. And that's what John Bolton and others and Mike Pompeo have figured out, and probably a lot of other people a lot smarter than they are that you don't hear about. They figured out that it's been being violated for a long period of time. Barack Obama didn't pay attention to it because he frankly didn't care. And so here we are trying to rectify that problem, and it's a serious one, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, and you're absolutely right, Steve. The treaty has been violated by the Russians for a long, long time. Several years ago, even before Barack Obama became president, the Russians were developing the Iskander short-range or medium-range nuclear missile aimed directly at the heart of Europe. Now, back in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan and Gorbachev had signed a deal which outlawed these types of missiles, and it's a deal that had been adhered to for a number of years. When Putin got into office, he decided, well, I don't need to pay attention to that anymore, and he started putting money into developing these things. And it's not only the reality of these missiles, it's where they're being placed. They're not placed in the heart of Russia for some future contingency. That would violate the treaty, too, but wouldn't have been as bad. He placed them in a way that directly and immediately threatened the heart of Europe. So when the United States took a look at this and realized that the treaty was being violated, the Russians were contacted, and they said, hey, look, you know, this is something you are not supposed to be doing. The Russians basically said, so what? It took far too long for the United States to renounce this treaty.
Let me jump in there, Frank, because I got a question for you on that.
Sure.
The Russians said, and so what? To who specifically? Was it Barack Obama's administration, this administration? To whom was that said?
It was originally said basically to the Obama administration, and Obama didn't do anything really about that whatsoever.
I'm shocked.
Look, if you have an economy as weak as the Russians have, and you see them continuously pouring vast amounts of dollars into their military, you have to ask, you know, what's the purpose of it? We know the Russians can't really afford to do this. They're serious about their military threat to Europe and to the rest of the world. In addition to the Iskander short-range nuclear missiles, they've been developing advanced nuclear submarines. They have been spending vast amounts of money, and you have to say, they intend to use these things, if not in an actual fight, then certainly to threaten the rest of the world. One of the developments that we have to pay a lot of attention to is the nuclear torpedoes that they have developed, which could basically destroy the entire eastern seaboard of the United States, not with a direct nuclear attack, but with things like tidal waves, which would be created by explosions from underwater nuclear detonations.
Really? So there you go. You've got these, nothing serious, just underwater nuclear detonations. Nothing serious, Frank. I'm glad the Obama administration had their eyes so clearly on the ball. And here's what just irritates the daylights out of me. You've got this hostile press corps, right? They've got this hostile press corps that attacks the president for everything he does, including doing things like getting this treaty thrown out because it means nothing and trying to hold the Russians accountable. They're just so willfully angry at him that him doing the right thing, they're blind to it altogether and ignore the real story, which is the Russians have these capabilities, they're ignoring the treaties and putting us all at risk. That should be the headline.
Steve, you know, you're absolutely right. It's kind of fascinating. We, of course, monitor the press very carefully here, and the lack of ink that this story has gotten has been absolutely stunning. This is a major, major story, as is, by the way, the fact that China's Navy is now larger than the American Navy. But you just don't see those stories covered anyplace except for great shows like yours.
Well, right, and it continues to grow. The Blue Water Navy, now that the Chinese have put forth, they didn't have previously. So I just sit here and I go, what are we so afraid of doing, that being those on the left? Because ideology blinds them to all else. If Donald Trump is for it, they're against it. If Donald Trump says, let's have lunch, they'd say, we'd rather starve. I mean, that's how silly this has become. So when it comes to national security, and they know that he's doing the right things, and how could they not when they look at something like this? They still attack him on the public square. They still denigrate him whenever possible. You know, listen to me. I didn't like Barack Obama a good portion of the time, but when he did something right, I was willing to acknowledge it. These people aren't willing to acknowledge anything.
That's absolutely right. And you look at the cuts to our defense budget. At the same time, the Russians and the Chinese were dramatically building up their armed forces. And you have to ask, where was the mind of the administration at the time? We went through the sequester, which cut all portions of the budget equally, as though a pork barrel project was the same as something absolutely necessary to the defense of the nation. It made no sense whatsoever.
It never does. Frank Vernuccio, always a good conversation. Always good to have you here to sort through the nonsense and get to the things that really matter. Frank, I appreciate your time.
Steve, I look forward to our next discussion.
There you have it, Frank Vernuccio here on the program. Still to come today, we're going to have the latest on this shooting in Thousand Oaks, California. And I'm telling you, I hate waking up to this. When I wake up and I turn on my newsfeed, the first thing I see is a mass shooting. It just turns your stomach. 13 dead, including the gunman. We know nothing about this person. The attack happened at a place called the Borderline Bar. It was college night. It's a big country bar, big for line dancing and so forth. Happened in Thousand Oaks, California, like I said. 13 dead, including the shooter, and a 29-year veteran of the Ventura County Sheriff's Department, Ron Helas. 29-year veteran, went rushing in to stop the shooting, paid with his own life. The Steve Rivers Show.
So, you have unfiled tax returns? Maybe several? And maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you? In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan